Chapter 21. The reception area at Pretty Paws was packed full. Lexi tapped her foot impatiently while she waited for her turn. In front of her, a woman tried to keep the leashes of her two Yorkies from getting tangled as they zigzagged in between her legs. In front of the Yorkies, a man jerked the leash of his golden retriever to distract it from growling at the Great Dane that was in front of him. Lexi had been taking Sprinkles to Pretty Paws for years now, and she'd never seen it so crowded. Shannon, the harried woman at the reception desk, seemed like she could barely keep up. "Are you giving away free grooming? I've never seen it so crowded here," Lexi said when it was finally her turn. Shannon sighed, brushing wisps of hair that had escaped from her ponytail out of her face. "I know, it's been crazy. Guess I won't complain, though, because business is good." She frowned at Lexi. "What brings you back here?"
"I'm here to pick up Sprinkles. I dropped her off earlier, remember?"
"Yes, of course, but your sister picked her up about 15 minutes ago." Lexi's forehead pleated.
"Sister?"
"I don't have a sister. You must have me confused with someone else." "Let me double check." Shannon rifled through some papers on the desk, pulling one out and handing it to Lexi. "Yep, right here. Your sister Lavinia picked her up," she said, as she motioned for the person behind Lexi to hand over their dogs. Lexi frowned at the paper, her stomach sinking.
"Lavinia? Who the heck was Lavinia?"
"No, really, I don't have a sister. This must be a mix-up."
Totally understandable, given the chaos that was going on right now, Lexi thought.
Shannon gave her an exasperated look as she tried to separate a Wheaton Terrier and Springer Spaniel that were having a spat. "Honestly, Lexi, I distinctly remember handing Sprinkles to her. Medium height, fluffy dark hair. You can go back and check the kennels if you want." Shannon jerked her head toward the back of the store, then turned her attention to the next customer.
"Medium height, fluffy dark hair."
An uneasy feeling crept into Lexi's stomach just as her cell phone went off. She yanked it out of her pocket. A number she didn't recognize flashed on the screen, but something told her to answer the call. She turned away from the reception desk and flipped the phone open.
"Hello?"
"Listen up, Baker. If you want to see your precious pooch alive, then do exactly as I say." Lexi's heart twisted. She could hear Sprinkles barking in the background. "Who is this?"
The menacing laugh that came out of the phone chilled Lexi's blood.
"Don't you recognize my voice? It's your old enemy. And yes, that is Sprinkles you hear barking. Now, if you don't want her to get hurt, bring your wedding dress to 643 East Pearl at 6:30 p.m. Enter by the door on the side and come alone."
"My dress? Why would you want that?"
Lexi's question was answered with the hollow click of the call being disconnected. But she'd recognized the voice, and she knew who was on the other end. Ramona. Panic gripped her as she shoved the phone back into her purse. Sprinkles was in trouble. She ran out to her car and called the first person she could think of to help. Nans. Tears blurred Lexi's eyes as she looked through her cell phone contacts for Nans. Pressing the number, she could feel her heartbeat pounding with each ring. "Please answer."
"Hi, Lexi. I was just..."
Lexi cut her off.
"Ramona's kidnapped Sprinkles."
Nans gasped.
"What?"
"She pretended to be my sister and picked her up at the groomer's," Lexi said.
"Why would she do that?"
"She wants me to bring my wedding dress to some building on the pier tonight. She says she'll hurt Sprinkles if I don't. What should I do?"
"Ah, it all makes perfect sense now," Nan said. "Especially with what Millie just told me about the stones Philippe told her to sew into the gown."
"Huh? What stones? This doesn't make any sense to me," Lexi said, feeling even more confused than before.
"Well, I don't have time to explain it now," Nan said. How quickly do you think Vera can sew up a wedding dress?
Lexi felt her brows knit together.
I don't know. Why?
Because I have an idea on how we can catch our killer. But we'll have to hurry. We need to get Vera to work on the dress pronto and pay a visit to Detective Davies. And we don't have much time.